everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, and I can't believe we've got the October 2024 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. Thank you to Julie Arnold for popping a little message in your wallet, and I'm glad you enjoyed listening to the September issue. It's always nice to hear what you think, and we don't mind hearing of things that you don't like either. The cover of the magazine has a photograph of medieval Mannington Hall sitting pretty in the sunshine. Taken from the moat, the hall is reflected in the water, with the sun on the perfectly manicured lawn, a wisteria flowering on one side of the main house and hydrangea and pyracanthus on the other, with the ornate chimney pots shown against a clear blue sky. The hall is hosting a book bash, so more of that later. Your readers this month are Kevin Ford, John Francis, Caroline Aldrey and Sarah Wingate Gray. Emma Lee, editor of the print edition of the magazine, isn't able to be with us this morning, so I'll read you her welcome letter. By now, you have most likely heard the sad news that our much-loved cookery writer Richard Hughes has died. Richard was part of the Norfolk Magazine team for many, many years, and we know how much everyone enjoyed his delicious recipes. It is in no small part due to Richard that Norfolk has such a brilliant food and drink scene, and it has been incredibly moving to see the hundreds of heartfelt tributes to him on social media. From creating memorable meals at Imperial Hotel at Great Yarmouth, where he started out as a pot washer when he was 15, Number 24 in Wyndham, the Lavender House at Brundle, and the Assembly House, to mentoring and nurturing countless hospitality staff and chefs, to giving home cooks confidence in the kitchen at the award-winning Richard Hughes Cookery School, he leaves a huge legacy. When he was announced as the winner of the Outstanding Achievement Award at the 2023 Norfolk Magazine Food and Drink Awards, the warmth in the room was palpable. Richard had been unwell for 4 years, and his last shift in the kitchen at the Assembly House was in December last year, although he continued to work in other roles, including writing his monthly Norfolk Magazine column. Shortly before he died, he wrote, "A lot of my sadness over the last few months has been the fact that I can't get into my kitchen, that I won't cook the 2024 Christmas menus I've written, and I can't cook the dishes from the Waitrose magazine's French Classics edition. It's been my life, and the sadness for me is that I've lost that. I love it so much. It's not just about the food, it never has been. It's the joy of giving, of looking after people, of giving them respite from their day to day, making memories that will last, and, most importantly, bringing glamour into people's lives. And it's working with my family, my very best friends, my very favourite people. What a privilege. I've been an incredibly lucky boy." And Richard wanted us to share his last column. We will miss him, his warm, witty words and his delicious recipes. And we're sending all our love to Richard's wife, Stacia, his family and all at the Assembly House. In this month's issue, we have some fantastic interviews. Actor Suran Jones tells us about her new role as president of Sheringham Little Theatre. One Day author David Nichols chats to us ahead of his appearance at Mannington Book Bash, organised by the brilliant Book Hive. Catherine Lana visits the home of acclaimed naturalist Richard Mabey, and food historian Annie Gray takes us on a shopping trip to Gentleman's Walk in Norwich in Victorian times. Oh, I hope you enjoy listening.